Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, some grass is always greener. In sports, we've often heard the phrase, the grass is always greener, when a professional athlete or coach changes teams for a perceived better position or more pay, or both. On Monday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, hundreds of people showed up to grab their own share of greener grass than might be seen in the yards of the city during the month of December. The turf of LSU's famed Tiger Stadium apparently had lived a hard life during the football season in 2019. The undefeated 12-0 Tigers ran up and down that turf all season and apparently finally just wore it out after Saturday night's 50-7 blowout win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The team averaged a very un-Tiger Stadium-like 54.14 points per home game in 2019, so that turf was literally worn out after seven home games with such a high-scoring team. Now, historically, LSU's traditional offensive game plan has featured a ball-control offensive scheme with nearly two running plays to every passing attempt. Well, all that's gone now, because in 2019, the LSU Tigers passed the ball for a school record 390 yards per game. The end zones in Tiger Stadium were worn out this season with all of those touchdowns. The record number of extra point attempts might have scuffed up the field even more. So the LSU Athletics Department decided it was time to tear out the turf of Tiger Stadium after Saturday night's final home game. Since the team finished this season with a perfect 12-0 record, the 2019 LSU Tiger Stadium turf has come to represent a very special season at the university. So when the school ripped out the grass from their beloved stadium and offered it free to Tiger fans, there were a number of people who had special uses planned for this special turf. Some fans simply took the piece of turf home and planted it in their yards. Another joked about making a Les Miles salad. You might remember that the former head coach of LSU, Les Miles, was spotted chewing on blades of grass inside of Tiger Stadium. He joked often, we think, about the tasty nature of the LSU turf, and he even made a humorous commercial about it recently for a national beer company. One female fan took her piece of Tiger Stadium turf to the cemetery gravesite of her late father. She said that her dad, who passed away at age 55 in 2015, was a lifelong LSU athletics fan. According to the report, quote, "He was everything LSU. He would be so excited to be buried under the turf where LSU went 12-0 for a perfect season." Yes, I can just picture the look of sheer joy on the face of her dear old dad right about now.
Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree when they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
And now I'm wondering if anyone had this particular idea the other day. What if an enterprising local South Louisiana dairy absconded with a large amount of that beloved LSU sod, replanted it, and then utilized it for a portion of the daily feed for their cows? Given the rabid nature of the LSU Tiger fan base, I could imagine that this particular dairy would score plenty of fans with their newest product. Wait for it. L.S. Moo! L.S. Moo! L.S. Moo! Sorry. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.